Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Each one of you shall respect his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Hashem, your God. The sages commented on the jarring juxtaposition of honoring parents and the keeping of the Sabbath. One might think that if his father or mother tell him to transgress one of the commandments taught in the Torah, that he ought to listen to them. This is why it teaches, but keep my Sabbaths. You are all obligated to honor me. So the law goes, if we face a conflict between listening to our parents and listening to God, we obey God. After all, even our parents have to listen to him. The formulation here is somewhat reminiscent of the Talmudic discussion regarding appointing an agent to do something that is wrong. If Reuven appoints Shimon as an agent to go and beat up Levi, the Talmud says, Shimon is to be blamed for taking on the task. After all, when the master gives instructions and a student gives instructions, who ought to be listened to? Implicit here is that it is God who commands us. Whenever we face an ethical dilemma or consider some kind of instruction or path, we must consider the chain of command. Is this something that can be traced back to God, the moral author of all things and teacher of all? Or do we face two different sets of instructions? One from parents, a friend, a boss, a sibling, and a second set of instructions, a different set of instructions from God. If we put things into such stark terms, we may more easily remember who must always be supportive of our choices. If we do that, we may indeed even find it easier to make the right choice and do the right thing more often. After all, we are all obligated to honor him. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@uosh.org. If you're in Houston, please come, daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.